Well, howdy, y'all. Welcome to Yarns and Tales. This is episode 70. We're cranking along still, ain't we? Today, we're doing our project. We're working the Preemie Hat variant. Like I kind of warned y'all last week, give you a heads up, kind of what we were going to do. Because last week we worked the Preemie tube sock variation. Well, this is the hat variation that matches it. I went ahead and got a head start. That's kind of why I warned y'all what I was going to do, because really it is that simple. In the variation, because in the original one, it's just rib knitting. Same way we did with the original Preemie sock. Now, with this variant, like we did with the variant on the Preemie sock, we're going to do roughly an inch in rib knit. Because we cast on 45 stitches using a size 8 single point needle, straight needle. So, the grand total from brim to top is going to be 4 inches. So, we want to rib knit for roughly an inch. Now, I picked up some scrap yarn to do this one. And this is not proper scrap yarn. Because, well, it is if you're doing it for like a dolly. Which, baby dolls and preemies, you can about interchange the right sizes. But with this one, I had some leftover, and for the life of me, I don't know where I sat my sleeve. I want to think this is some mixed acrylic and wool put out by Vicki Howell called Sheep-ish. This one is the, I think it's called Sunrise or Melon-ish, something like that. All of them have ISH at the end of the color name. So all of them are ish because it's sheep-ish because there's a little wool in it. When you're knitting or crocheting for preemies, you don't want to use wool. You don't want to use animal fibers. They're soft and everything, but you don't know if there may be an allergy component to it. Stick with plant fiber. You have less chance of, well, stuff that anyway is capable of being bound into yarn, of having a allergy issue. Acrylic, soft, very, 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 very soft acrylic. Works fabulous. But if you don't want acrylic and you want to use something natural, go with an organic plant fiber over an organic animal fiber. Now, with that said, I'm using some leftover, and this particular color, it has some lime greens, some pale yellows, some creamy whites, some orange, melon colors. I mean, it's literally citrus-ish. It's really cute. The wool factor, though, in this, I made some fingerless gloves out of it. There isn't, like, no shrink at all. Which I kind of had hoped there might be to make the gloves fit better, but it didn't. So now I have these gloves that are probably going to see a little frog action happening. Or I may just leave them like they are and just, it was a learning experience. Anyway, so the inch, which with mine, I did the two needle cast on instead of a long tail cast on. Because I wanted to see how it did the edge. I'm finding that I much prefer a long tail cast on for small projects. But let's see, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have roughly, no, 8. I have 8 stitches, 8 rows in my rib knit. And then from there, I'm building on top of it. And right now, I have them about 2 inches in. So I still have another inch of stockinette, because that's what we did with the booty, the little tube sock variant. I'm getting tongue-tied. My apologies. I worked this morning at Joann's, and I worked 9 to 2, and it was a really good day, but it was just busy, 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 because we have grand opening coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and so we were trying to get a lot of things put in the right place, as well as serving customers. So, it's the end of the day for me, and it has been a good day. So, my mouth, I'm a little tongue-tied. But then when you're Southern, that makes it funny, right? Or it should. So, anyway, I'm about 2 inches into my stockinette, and I'm going to keep working for about another inch. And then that's where we're going to on the knit side, after we've guesstimated where the 3 inches will be. On a knit side, you're going to, because there's 45, that's that odd number, you're going to slip the first stitch, and then you're going to knit 2 together all the way across. And when you do this, this will give you, 23, I believe. Subtract 1, that's 44, divide to 44 by 2, and you get 22. Add 1 in, you got that. So then you flip it over and you slip 1, the first one. And this gives you, because you're on purl side now, you slip the first one and then you purl 2 together the rest of the way across the remaining 22. This gives you 11. Plus the slipped one is 12. Now, you turn that around, and with those 12, we are going to see, what was it we did last time? Oh, fiddlesticks. You have 2 options here. I'm a spur of the moment kind of inspired knitter. You can either, with the 12, when you flip back over to the knit side, you can either bind off those 12 and then gather them up and stitch up the side. Or you can knit 2 together across those 12, giving you 6, and then do a bind off on the 6, gather that up, and stitch it up. What's the difference? The difference is going to be whether or not it kind of, how it gathers and pooches on the top of the baby's head. Experiment with it. Play with it. Have fun with it. That's the catch, is having fun with it. So, with all that said and done, while I keep working this plain little old stockinette, what should we talk about? Okay, I guess I could talk about that. Okay, for my foodies, because I know there's some of y'all hiding out there. Last night, I get creative. That's a good word. Creative in the kitchen. Now, I don't know how many of y'all like to do that, but it was time to eat something for supper. I didn't know what I wanted, But I did know that I did not want a ham and cheese sandwich or a turkey and cheese sandwich or a bologna sandwich. I did not want any just blasé sandwich. So I go rummaging through my kitchen freezer, my kitchen cabinets. What is in here that I can have fun with? Well, I found something. Hiding in the back of my freezer was, let's see, there was a bag of raw chicken tenders, unbreaded, you know, raw. And they were in the back of the freezer. And so I was thinking, okay, I ain't cooked with these for a while. So it's time to pull these puppies out and do something with them before they get freezer burn, you know? So I pull them out of the freezer and I thaw them out to where I can cut because these suckers are like rocks. Of course they are, you know? They were in the freezer, right? So I get them thawed out and I cut them into bite-sized chunks. I mean, it was just simple dice. Chop, 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 move, next one, chop, chop. Now, I had some organic stick butter in my refrigerator. So I got some of that out and got 3 tablespoons of it and put it in my medium-sized frying pan. So I melt the butter and I toss the diced chicken in there. And then I do 4, 5, 6, maybe 7 turns of fresh cracked black pepper on top of them. And then I found this bottle of Taco Bell Green Verde. Verde, Verde. I'm Southern. Taco sauce. Mild. Okay. Open the lid, smell of it. I think this will work. So I go and pour half a bottle of that in on top of this stuff. And I'm sauteing, and then I get a little bit of sea salt, and I sprinkle that on there. And so I'm sauteing all of this up and all, and I get the chicken done. You know, it's no longer pink. It's all pretty and white. And so I was like, okay, what are we going to do now? So I take the chicken out of this butter sauce that is left in the pan. And I did all this on like medium heat. I didn't want it to get away from me. I cook it on electric, by the way. So I take all that out and I put that on a plate, the meat. And then I get me some rice flour that I had, some organic rice flour. Yes, I try to cook with good things when I can. My family wishes I'd cook with more bad things. Shoot me. I'm being creative in the kitchen. I'm going to do it my way. So I get this organic rice flour and I start sprinkling it in on the butter sauce. And I do that until I get this nice thick roux. I think it's R-O-U-X or something. Anyway, I'm pushing it around in the pan. Because I need this to kind of cook the flour taste out. And so I'm pushing it around and it's browning it and it's working. The butter is getting soaked up by the flour. I mean, it's just what it does. It's a fluid, right? So I'm doing that and I'm doing that. And then I get done with that and I'm like, okay, let's make it a creamy gravy. So now I start pouring in some organic milk. And I'm stirring that with a whisk. I was using my spatula. So now I'm whisking as I pour this milk in a little at a time. And I'm thinning out this brown, lightly brown, creamy brown, creamy tan. Because it didn't darken as much as I thought it might. So anyway, I'm adding this milk and I'm whisking and I'm whisking and I'm whisking. And then I get the consistency of what I like, which is a little thinner than a gravy, but not thin as a soup. You know, it's any of you foodies who do much cooking, you know exactly where I'm at, right? So after I do all that whisking to it, I add just a little bit more milk. So I finish whisking, and now I've got out my grated cheese. I keep cheese grated in a Tupperware dish in the refrigerator, so it's ready when I want it. So I pop the lid off, and I put 2 handfuls of grated Monterey Jack something else another. Okay, I just had some crazy popping sounds going on around my desk. So anyway, it's cheddar Monterey Jack kind of combo cheese, grated cheese. So anyway, 2 handfuls of that. And so I'm still whisking because you don't want the cheese to get all brown on the bottom of your pan, but you do want it to melt. And so I'm doing all this right here. Well, I take that off the eye because I take a spoon and I dip it in there. And I tasted it, and it was so good. Oh my goodness, awesome. Cheese gravy, that's what I called it. Because, you know, it, good. There was just a hint of the verde sauce in there. Anyway, I digress. So I set that pan off the eye. And I get out another frying pan and I scratch, cause my husband, he wanted to eat whatever it was I was cooking. He was going to eat it. So then I crack and scramble 5 eggs, you know, just put a little bit of sea salt in them. Nothing else. No, I take it back. I poured some more of that green verde sauce in on that too, on my eggs. Yeah, seriously, poured it in the raw eggs and then scrambled them up. So I get those eggs. They're done. Turn off the heat, and then I get out my 2 plates, and I'm setting up the dishes. So I separate the eggs in half, and I put half on my plate, half on my hubby's. And then I get the chicken, and I put a large portion on his plate and a large on mine, which, I mean, once you dice them up, and you know how chicken is, it starts shrinking when you cook the juice out of it. So I plated that, and then I take this cheese gravy and I ladled it all over the cooked chicken and all over the eggs. Oh me, oh my. That was so good. I mean, it was just like you had to get a slice of bread and you wanted to sop up that cheese gravy because it wasn't overbearing and it wasn't super spicy. It was just, and it wasn't super salty either. It was just like perfect. And I just guesstimated and experimented my way through. Needless to say, there were no leftovers of the chicken or the eggs. And the cheese gravy ended up in a Tupperware dish for the refrigerator. Because I foresee tonight's supper being some scrambled eggs with cheese sauce, cheese gravy ladled over them. But that was what, for all my foodies out there, cheese gravy over eggs and chicken. It was so good. So, what do y'all do when you get in the mood to be creative in the kitchen? I mean, what do you throw together? Because sometimes I smell of something. I'm like, you know, you take a big whiff of it, and then you're like, no, that's not going to go with what I'm looking for. And you just trust your nose. Everywhere, you know, you pull something out, you pull a spice out, and you smell of it. Nope, that's not what I'm after. And you pull another one down, you smell of it. Nope, that's not what I wanted. You pull another one down, you smell of it. You sneeze for 5 minutes. I should not have smelled that one. And no, that isn't it either. And you go and you put that one back up and you pull another one down when you have finally stopped sneezing from the other one. And then you cautiously smell of this one and you're like, that's it. That's what I was after. And so you get that out of the cabinet and you just start collecting, like, you know, some little pack rat gopher. You're like pulling all this stuff out of the cabinet, just, and you're sitting it down, and then you have family going, what are you doing? And when we were eating my creation last night, my oldest, he comes into the kitchen, and he'd come down to eat some supper, and he looks, and he went, I sure does smell good. What is it? And I said, it's sauteed chicken, scrambled eggs, and cheese gravy. Sure does look good. Honey, do you want to try some? No, I'm going to eat this over here. So I stab a piece of the chicken, whoosh it around in the gravy because it sticks to the meat. And then I motioned for him to open his mouth and he tried it and he was like, oh, wow. Mama, what'd you do? What's in that? Because that is really good. So I proceed to tell him what was in it, just the very few ingredients there. He goes, you need to write that down. That's really good. And I said, well, there's going to be leftover gravy if you want to ladle it on something. And he was like, okay, that's really good, Mama. And my husband, he's like, too little too late, dude. It's gone, everything else. So that was my tinkering around the kitchen last night, was I got creative with the foods. So like I said, what do y'all do when you get creative in the kitchen? Or how many of you get creative in the kitchen? Because I know not everybody cooks. Not everybody is a chef where their experiments work out in the kitchen. And then you have cooks, those people who cook fabulous as long as they have written instructions and they do not deviate. Then they can duplicate whatever it is that they're cooking. And then you have those that can burn water. You're laughing. Why are you laughing? Seriously, there are people that can... Oh, I'm not... Oh, you're one of those. My bad. Oops. Okay, you know. So long you don't destroy the pot, burnt water's okay. That's a southernism. You know, how well do you cook? She can burn water or he can burn water. Wow. So anyway, I'm coming to the end of my podcast for the day. So we covered us a cute and very simple, just basic variation on the hat. Now, what's cool is you can choose bigger needles and you can choose larger yarns and go with a count between 50 and 65 stitches and create an adult version of this. Only you would want like a 2-inch rib knit. And maybe if you're going to go with a plain stockinette, then you might want to go 6 inches of stockinette stitching before you start doing the reducing. So, yeah, I mean, it's simple enough to do this here for a grown-up hat. You know, and it's just a basic plain hat. But, you know, it's knititation, so does it matter? Anyway, that's it for now. I have my open house Saturday with the grand opening. So I get to go show off some of my knitting stuff as I try to get locals interested in taking a knitting class. We shall see, shan't we? Anyways, thank you guys for listening. Y'all are some of the best ones, you know. I have a few chatty ones, and then I have a lot of shy ones out there. But you know what? I'm just glad y'all are out there. That just makes me feel good. My website is www.revlea.me. That's REVLEA.ME. I'll have the pattern to the hat variant going up soon, I promise. I kind of oopsie dropped the ball on that one. It's still in draft form. Yep, I'm completely rocking it. But I'll get that up. We'll get some pictures. Now, all you folks out there who's feeling a tad under the weather, I hope you feel better soon. And all you folks who are feeling real good, you better be grinning at people. Make them wonder why. You know, just why. Yeah, they will. If you're hot, cool off. We are already hitting the low to mid 80s this week, all week. And it's just, good golly, is it getting warm. And if you're hot, cool off. If you're cool, warm up. You know, it just makes sense, right? Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Y'all are the best. And with that, I will talk to y'all next week. And no, I have not figured out what variant or deviation I'm going to do for a project next week. So y'all are just going to be in the dark until then. But with that said, bye y'all.